They had over 850 who applied. We weren't even in the first group, but because the merchants got together and my team, we created a video, social media, and we got thousands of people to vote for us, and we won the only Main Street in Maryland, and now 40 buildings are getting a fresh coat of paint. So community pride, and what a great day in the historic district of Ellicott City.
Joel Alvarado and Definition Painting will start at the bottom of Main Street where the railroad bridge is, and basically go up to Maryland Avenue on each side of the street. Some 40 businesses getting a fresh coat of paint.
For us, this is something that if you told me a couple of years ago that we're going to be doing this, I would not believe it. We're a small business, family-owned, with 18 painters in the company. 8 out of those 18, we are family.
What is your tie and your history with Ellicott City?
The first time that I was here was 10 years ago, and actually it was for a tour date with my wife.
Well, look at some of these buildings. There's some old paint here. There's some strange colors here. What kind of a challenge is this for your men?
It is a big challenge because, like you say, it's a historic. We have worked with old wood, a lot of old paint, but we have a good experience to be working with this. So challenge, I would not call it challenge. I would call it more like it's exciting for my guys even to be doing this kind of work.
A fresh, free coat of paint? It's sure making the business owners and residents happy.
My name is Jason McMillan.
Jason, you own the old record store, I guess we could call it. What's the official name?
It's called the Archive Records and Games. So I carry old records and old video games.
You look like you need a paint job out front there. Is that going to happen?
Apparently it's happening today, and I'm very excited. I think it's going to help the town overall. I think it's going to revitalize the look of the town, give it a makeover, so to speak. And I think that will draw people in. I think it'll just be great for everybody's business.
Frank Durante. I have a building up on Main Street in Court Avenue. I own a building, and I also reside on West Main Street, Ellicott City.
So you're fairly familiar with what goes on along Main Street and Ellicott City in good times and in bad.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about this project?
I think that's wonderful. The Benjamin Moore painting some of the buildings in Ellicott City is just going to brighten things up, and it's a beautiful thing that's happening.
My name is Jacob Heron. I'm a sales representative in Maryland on behalf of Benjamin Moore & Company.
Talk to me about Main Street Matters program.
The Main Street Matters program is an effort that Benjamin Moore has put into saying thank you for the support that we've had for 130 years through small communities and main streets across the country. What we saw from Ellicott City was a gigantic petition effort on their part. Videos, commentary from small business owners, which we thought was great. They really went above and beyond to be recognized on the list. And after that, it went to a vote. And so they won that vote. One of the things that I appreciate most about Ellicott City is the historic nature of it. I mean, we have an incredibly old Main Street here. We have buildings that with tremendous history. It's recognized in my mind for a diversity of small businesses, shop owners that have been here for 30 years and own the buildings that they work in.
Joel Alvarado says his crew of 18 should be done sometime in June, so that way the summer of 2014 will sport fresh paint on all the facades of the businesses up and down Main Street here in Ellicott City. In downtown Ellicott City, John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.